take example of a child. The child is learning how to write. Now there are some children who have got a tremendous limitation. They can talk a lot, they can listen to a lot, but the moment you say, now write down, the child is not able to write. He has no interest in writing even an alphabet, even in learning an alphabet. There is an aversion in the child. Now, if you find the child has this dogged obstruction, it's a limitation. Then what do you do? How to make the child write? Then, as a parent, you have to make a special effort. Previously also you are making effort and you are descending every time in helping the child to bring him up. Similarly, here also you are descending, but there is a special effort you are making. You might even take the child's hand in your hand and you write. And several times you go on writing with his hand, but actually you are writing and you say, now look how easy it is. All the aversion, all the limitation of the child is overpassed. Now when you yourself take the hand and put his hand in your hand, it's a special descent, you might say. So all avatars are simple in this way. When there is a tremendous obstruction, tremendous limitation, you have reached the limits of your capacities and you can do no more. And yet you must have more. You must manifest. Then what is to be done? What is the method? Therefore, the method of the Divine is to descend Himself fully. Take up the human form, and all the obstructions that are there are concentrated in the human form that He takes up. It is for that reason that in every avatar, the life of the avatar is the most difficult life. Why? Because the form that He takes up is a form which has reached its utmost limitation and wants to move forward but cannot. Such a form the Divine takes up. It is not as if to show His miraculous powers. He doesn't need to display how great He is, because He is the only one to see actually, because there is only one reality. It is not to display His miraculous powers or to amaze people, look what you cannot do, I can do. It is not that. The purpose being to manifest Himself more and more, and if that manifestation is now obstructed, then what is the method? This is what the omnipotent power has to do, which otherwise He cannot do. It's not something opposed to His omnipotence. This is the very method by which, if He has selected the method of gradual manifestation, if His method is aspiration and the answer from above, then a time may can come where aspiration is not sufficient to break the limitations. The drop by drop what is coming is not enough. If such is the obstruction, then what is to be done? Then He comes full-fledged. Even that full-fledged is not full-fledged actually, because there is a gradual development, even there. The avatar is Rama is Maryada Purushottama and Krishna is Purna Purushottama. Even there the manifestation is not as complete as it would be in one avatar as against the other. But whatever is needed, it is as if the Supreme Himself comes, takes that human form and breaks the limitations, drills the hole and then manifests through that form. Unless therefore we understand this development of ascent from below and descent from above, if this is the real design of the world movement, then avatarhood becomes inevitable at a certain stage of critical development. That is why Sri Krishna says, Sambhavami yuge yuge, not that every time I come down. Otherwise there are many methods by which he can cross the board, the limitations. Even vibhuti, development of vibhuti is enough to cross many limitations. He can stand behind a vibhuti, give special powers to vibhuti, and through him he can work out. But when even with vibhuti it is not possible, even vibhuti himself like Arjuna comes to a trouble and he cannot cross the border, then what is to be done? It is in that critical stage that Sri Krishna himself manifests in his fullness. That is called the avatar.
But the limitation that he tries to break is the limitation of the yuga symbolified in one.
That's right, exactly. That is to say, every form basically is symbolic of all the cosmos. But each one manifests that cosmos in a special limited manner. So the form that he assumes is a particular form. It's not anybody and every form he takes up. The form in which that limitation becomes acutest, it is there that he descends. It is not an arbitrary selection that he can take up any person and manifest. This is another aspect of our exposition, in fact. Avatar, what is the process of avatar? We have seen now the possibility of avatarhood and general method, but now the actual process of avatarhood. Possibility of avatarhood is one thing, the method of that avatarhood, but now the actual process of avatarhood.
Human beings were much better before, as they say, the Ram, stars and Krishna, but with so much of avatar of God coming on this earth, why is it that man has become worse in this yoga instead of improving, in the sense of, as each and every individual is, there's a lot of evil still in this world. With his coming down, shouldn't it have lessened with each stage?
Well, there is a view of seeing how do you view the world's movement. The question, otherwise, is, has mankind progressed or has it regressed? Now, if you want to examine this question and give the right answer, I think next time we should keep this question alive. I don't want to postpone the question, but since I have to move out early today, to keep this very important question, we shall ask this question in greater detail. Has mankind progressed or has it regressed? And we shall see how to answer that question, because in answering you should take all the facts into account. So we shall take all the facts into account and see whether mankind has progressed or not. And then we shall answer further question as to whether avatars really fulfill what is being proposed, if they have really taken mankind in on progressive steps, and how. It's a most important question, in fact, and we shall come to it next time. All right.